Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture today is Luke 15, verses 1 through 7. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays on it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." This is the word of the Lord. Raise your hand if you've ever lost something. Cool. That's what I expected. Same here. And I've lost things a lot. I've lost so many things that one of the presents I've gotten over the years from my parents were these little square rectangle things you put on your keys or in your wallet. They're called tiles, and you can make it ring somewhere in your house so that if you lose your keys, you can find them quickly. So I have been given many gifts to try to not lose things. I'm one of those people that there's that phrase, if my head wasn't attached to my body, I would lose it. And in a similar vein, I feel like it's actually kind of happened once before. When I was at that youth conference, I have been there since I was in eighth grade and went all the way up through high school. And one of the years that I was there, I was walking to lunch and I realized that I wasn't feeling too good. I was like, man, I feel really bad. I should probably see if I need to give myself some insulin. My blood sugar might be going high or something. I reached down to my pockets only to discover that my insulin pump, something literally attached to me by a tube most of the time, was not in my pocket. What proceeded on from there was a search all throughout the campus that we were staying at until I finally located my missing insulin pump. Reattaching this technically part of my body that keeps me alive and keeps me going, I went from feeling pretty sick and not too great over the course of the next hour to feeling good, restored, and whole. There's a lot to be said about disability issues and how you might feel about those on your own person, but for me personally, without the insulin pump, I did not feel whole. My body wasn't able to properly work and function. And yet, once I restored that, I felt whole again. In this story, there is a sheep that has gone missing. Jesus is talking about the sheep. It's a pretty obvious allegory for the folks that he has been eating with versus the leaders, the religious leaders that he's talking to. And there's some extra drama happening in the background here, of course, as there is in almost every story that we have. There were some purity laws that said that when you were eating, you needed to pray. No big deal. If you had four or more people, you needed to be praying out loud. However, if you were in the presence of Gentiles or sinners, you weren't supposed to pray out loud in front of them. So when you're eating with four or more people that had, you know, were sinners or were disliked, you either weren't praying like you were supposed to, or you're praying like you weren't supposed to. This was a non-win-win. So you generally, if you wanted to stay in line with some of the rules, you might not eat with them. But Jesus, of course, is saying, no, these people are important to be a part of this group. Jesus tells us of a shepherd that is willing to go and seek out the 99, leaving the 99 behind in the wilderness. There are many different translations of this passage. I've seen it said like the fields or something else. But wilderness gives it this other perspective. They aren't being left in a super safe contained zone. They're being left to kind of fend for themselves, but that kind of makes sense. Sheep are flock animals. They are built to be in a group. And without that one doesn't have that same protection from being in the flock. That one doesn't have the community that we all are meant to have together. Jesus restores that connection. The good shepherd restores it. And it's not by allowing the sheep or leading the sheep back. The sheep doesn't have a choice once it's found. The sheep is brought in and carried all the way back to the other sheep. It is placed there with them. There is not an option for the sheep not to be accepted. Jesus is there making sure that it happens. For us in our regular lives, there are going to be times where we are the 99 and where we are the one. Especially, you know, there are going to be times when we are the 99 and where we are the one. And when we are in the 99, I think it's especially important for us to have our eyes on, to be looking around, to be seeing where the one might be happening, where someone might be getting pushed out of our community or starting to get excluded, potentially not on purpose. When we hear this story, we aren't told why the sheep is on its own. The sheep community may have accidentally left it behind as they moved from place to place. They may have accidentally kind of created some exclusions and some rules that made that sheep feel like it couldn't be a part anymore as it wandered off. It may have just wandered off on its own. But as the 99, it's up to the people in that group to try and make sure that when they see that starting to happen, that they step up. They try and figure out what is pushing someone out and instead make a new way for that person to be welcomed back in. When we feel like we're the one, when we feel like we're being excluded from a community, it's important for us to remember that God desires that for us. God doesn't desire us to be in a community that doesn't want us or isn't treating us well, but God has a place somewhere for each person to be. The hope is that you would find that space and that God would help you to find that space where you belong. And that means that we as the church must be making sure that we are a space that those single sheep can always arrive and be welcomed into our flock. That's because everybody deserves to be included. I think that's kind of obvious. Everybody deserves to have value. And there's also yet another reason. As people of God, we seek to understand God on a deeper and deeper and deeper levels. And to me, there is within each of us a unique window. Y'all have hopefully all heard of Imago Dei, or the image of God that is within each of us. There's this something special that is within each of us. And we don't technically know what that is. God in the Old Testament or Hebrew Bible tells, as they are creating humanity, say, let us make man in our image. We don't know what that means exactly. It probably doesn't mean that God is just a human-shaped person out there somewhere. We don't know. But to me, that means that each person can offer us a different angle, a different window to see God. That means when somebody is excluded, we lose one of those angles. We miss out on a particular image that we could have been given. We miss out on the special talents and gifts that God wanted to reveal to us through a person. A single exclusion loses us the opportunity to see that particular side. It's only by gathering everyone together that we can even hope to get a fuller picture of God. We'll never get the full picture, don't get me wrong. There's an idea called analogical language. Everything we say about God is portions of it that are very true and portions of it that don't quite capture something quite right. But the more people we can gather, the more people we can bring together, the more people that worship and read and study and learn and work alongside us, the fuller picture of God that can be revealed. So, as we go out, if we see somebody excluded, let's bring them in. Let's create the fuller picture of our Maker. And let's remember that everyone is loved by God and that everyone deserves our love as well. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.